Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Now, before I get jumped all the way into the show, I wanted to say, just to let you guys know that I hope that your families are doing well. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you guys are continuing to stay safe. Come on, man. We have got to do that. We have got to do that in order for everybody to get back to work, get things back on track, is that, you know, we're going to have to stay home. abide by the rules that they have out there. You know, and I see a lot of people not abiding by those rules, but, you know, I guess it's going to always be those people out there who, you know, who don't do things right. Okay? Don't do things right. But anyway, I hope that you are. I hope you guys are, you know, in. And I want to do a show about the family, how the family dynamics have changed since the start of this coronavirus. And what I mean by that is, you know, now we're gone, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours a day from home making money, you know, to our jobs or to our businesses, whatever, even businesses, they, you know, is longer than that for people that own their own business. But, you know, and then you come home and you got to, you know, you try to sit down and take your little break, watch a little TV, but man, if you do that, hey, there goes your day, because you know you only have about 6 or 7 more hours to go before you have to get up and head back out to work again. So, you know, it's gonna be time to go to sleep soon. So it's you know, this time right here, as far as family dynamics go, now you're home all the time. Your wife or whomever's home all the time. The kids are home all the time. If you have, you know, younger kids who has to stay home, you know, everybody's home. So it's like waking up on vacation every day. Okay, it's just the same. You wake up on vacation and you figuring out something to do today. The only thing is we can't go anywhere. You know, we can't go out and have fun. Okay, we got to figure out the fun at the house. That's what I mean about you. How has your family dynamics changed in your eyes? We're going to do a show about that soon. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show. Hey, come on in, guys. We're all family here. We're just sitting around trying to figure this thing out, and we're going to figure it out together. All right, now today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have taxes, accounting, or business accounting, whatever you have, they can take care of your tax and accounting needs, all right? And so give them a call if you ever need anything, ever have any questions, give them a call, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget, and you know, people been asking me this all the time, Frank, man, how's the real estate business going to move at this time? You know, because all of you guys know that I am a real estate agent, and I do have my own company that I'm running, Frank Williams Realty. So if you do know somebody or you have some type of real estate need, just give me a call and get in touch with me and let me know, and we'll get it done. But as far as the real estate goes, this thing is actually the turn with this in real estate has making it even has enhanced it even more. Really busy right now because people want to get out there and they want to sell their houses because they think that it's and you know, we'll see in the next coming weeks. Of course, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't predict it, but we're looking at a turn in the market in the next couple of weeks. Okay. So that means that, man, if you're buying your house, you know, if you're buying a house, man, go ahead and jump on it. Get the low interest rates, you know, that you qualify for right now at this time of you know, in the United States and what's going on. Take advantage of it. That's a buyer. A seller is somebody who's selling their property. Man, this is the best time, too, because everybody's jumping on these rates. Okay, everybody's jumping on these rates trying to get the most money for the smallest cost, right? And that's what you try to do. So, it's happening in real estate, you know, selling and buying for that exact reason. Why would you sit around and wait? If you want to sell, why would you sit around and wait for the market to turn? And then, you have to take, 10 or 15% less for your property. Why do that? I don't know, but some people do. But anyway, that's the way that real estate is flying right now. And then you can go look at properties now virtually. You can look at it on the computer and go in there and take a virtual tour. They'll walk you right through the front door, like on video, walk you right through the front door. This is the living room, the dining room, the master, all that you can do now without leaving the house. So I can show you a property that you want or you want to look at without us leaving the house. We could be on the phone together looking at it. So, it's all good, right? Hey, let's get into the show, guys. Again, welcome to the show. Now, today's show is entitled, Everybody You Know Should Apply for This COVID-19 Loan. And we're going to explain that. Well, I'm not, but I'm going to have a professional on in just a minute and explain and kind of talk to you guys. And you can call in and ask any questions you have. If you have a question, just press that number one on your keypad, and that'll alert me that you'd like to be on with a question or what have you. And I'll put you on the show, and you can ask your question or what have you of the professional. I know I have a question for him. I know I do. I do as well. And so you guys may have questions too. And again, press the number one to get in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. All of you guys who are listening online, you guys can call into the show through that number and ask your questions. Okay. So, let's see here. Man, I talked for a little while there. I need something to wet my whistle. Got that. All right, guys. So everybody you know should apply for this COVID-19 loan. From what I know, which is not much, but you guys should be applying some kind of way. Okay. And you have time on your hands. So, go ahead, man, get online, get all your ducks in a row, apply for this thing, go through it step by step and understand what they're looking for. Go and grab your paperwork and put those numbers in there for what you're looking for. And, man, push it on out there, Hey, what's the worst that could happen? They could deny you, right? That's the worst that could happen. That they say, nah, Frank, we're not giving you a loan. Okay? That's the worst, right? And then the next thing they may say, well, Frank, we're not giving you $100,000, man, but we're going to give you $50,000. Okay? We're not going to give you $100,000, but we'll give you $50,000. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'll take the $50,000, right? And then the best scenario is, hey, Frank, yeah, we're going to loan you this $100,000. And you need to pay us back, buddy. You need to pay us back, in a few years. Okay? You need to pay us back in a few years. And my thing is, and I don't know, we can ask the professional, but I think that, hey, if I were to get that money, and it's just between you and me, if I were to get that money, I'd take that money and put it to the side. And keep on going, and then when that hard hit comes in, hey, oh man, I got that $100,000 sitting over there, and that's what you started to grab it for. okay? Some people are going to mishandle it and do the wrong thing. But, hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens, right? But all of you guys should be in some type of way or fashion looking for this COVID-19 loan. And we're going to get a professional on the line right now and see if we can get some questions or have some questions or get some answers or whatever we need, whatever questions we might ask. Yeah. And we'll go ahead and grab a hold of the show. Okay. We're going to talk right now to our certified public accountant, Laura Williams, and we're going to see, I'll get the paper, and we're going to see if, they're telling me that she's not ready, so let's hang on for a minute. But anyway, I know everyone's busy, everyone's doing this and doing that, and I really appreciate that, guys, because I think that you guys are around the house doing things, getting something done that you hadn't gotten done before, getting some things done on your list that you need to do around the house, and making it happen. I know I've been kind of putting it a goal to myself is to, man, do something every day. You know, don't just sit around and eat shit and pee all day. You know, just get out there and do something as well, man. You know, I've been meaning to put hang a TV in my office for months. Hadn't done it, but I did it yesterday. So that's the kind of stuff that hopefully you guys get into and grab a hold of with your time off. All right, our professional is ready for us right now, so let's go ahead and get into that. Let's go ahead and get our professional. Hey, Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great, great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Say hello to your studio audience.
Student audience, do you want me to just do an overview, or do you have questions, or how do you want this format to go?
I have a question, but I'd like for you to do your overview, because maybe you'll answer my question during that overview. And hopefully everyone will call in and ask their questions. 516-531-9483, guys, is the number to the show. And again, just press your number one on your keypad, and you'll be able to give your questions or comments or what have you. Okay, Laura, go ahead. You have the show.
Okay, so the loans that they're talking about, it's called PPP loans, which stands for Paycheck Protection Program loans. I want all the independent contractors out there to realize that even though you may not have a payroll, you are considered your own employee. That's why they call you self-employed. So you qualify for this loan. And, of course, anyone out there that does, have employees, you know that you qualify for it, and you should have applied by now, or you should apply today. And the way this program is being run, even though it's sponsored by the SBA, which is Small Business Administration, the loans are actually being administered through your bank. So if you have a business, and hopefully you have a business checking account, that's the first thing I tell people to do is to open a separate business checking account. If you log into your bank online, they should have a banner on that bank's website that says COVID-19 loans apply here. And you need to do it with the bank that you have a relationship with, because it won't be any type of verification going on. I've been told that, people that's applying at banks that don't have an account there, their application is getting kicked to the back. because there's going to have to be some manual intervention to try to, you know, certify you, try to confirm your business and all that. So, number one, if you have a business, two, if you already have payroll, I suggest that you work with your payroll provider. For example, my business uses ADP. ADP has all the reports. They have a report package out there ready, so they can support you with that, that you're going to have to provide some type of documentation when you apply for these loans. But when I say that, well, when Frank says, I told him that everybody should be applying for these loans, I mean, a lot of us have 9-to-5 jobs. However, we have businesses as well. If you file a Schedule C on your taxes, you are in business for yourself, and you do qualify to get one of these loans. I just want to warn you that there are a lot of different loans out there. I am recommending that you apply for the PPP loan, the Paycheck Protection Loan. It's $10,000, up to $10,000 they will forgive, and the interest rate is only 1%, and it's going to be paid back over a two-year period, and, you know, we don't know when that two-year period is going to start. But if you don't qualify for that, and if you still need assistance, there are other loans in place that the SBA already has out there. They're called EIDL loans, which is, if I give you the, it's called Economic Injury Disaster Loan. You're going to see that EIDL out there. That's a loan that's been in place forever, and right now the whole country is considered in a disaster area, so you could qualify for that loan as well. Now, that loan is at a different interest rate. It's 3%. You could take 30 years to pay it back. And they also are offering a $10,000 grant feature with that loan. But just be warned, this is a regular SBA loan. It's a lot of paperwork. It's going to take you about 3 hours to. It's a lot more rigorous than this PPP loan that I'm recommending people apply for. I personally don't like working with the SBA. They're very intrusive. They want to look at a lot of your information. But with this PPP loan they have right here for COVID-19, it's very straightforward and streamlined, and it's not a lot of paperwork. It's very short. They're just going to ask you your name, your company tax ID number, and if you're self-employed, that'll be your social. They're going to ask you for your address. You have to have proof of citizenship. So your driver's license is only for people in the U.S. with U.S.-based businesses. And they're going to ask you to support why you're asking for the loan. So, for example, you have a 9-to-5 job and you have a lawn care business on the side. Look back at your 2019 taxes. If you haven't filed your 2019 taxes, that's a plus as well, because you might have been conducting a business and didn't realize it. Anytime that you're doing something on the side to create income, you are a business owner. So when you apply for the loan, you just look at the average amount of money that was coming in from your side business, and that's what you use to apply for the loan. I suggest that you get someone to help you complete what's called a profit and loss statement. And again, if you already have a business, your profit and loss is the Schedule C on your Form 1040. Look back at your 2018, or if you filed 2019, look at your form Schedule C. It's a part of your tax package. Use that as a guide, and that will be your support for this loan. You can just upload that Schedule C. So I just don't want people to shy away from it. This is actually a really good program. Once again, however much you qualify for, you know, if you get the $10,000, that amount will be forgivable if you provide support for it. And you need to understand this as well. That the forgivable portion of that $10,000, they're going to ask you on the application. They say, do you need it for payroll? Do you need it for utilities? Do you need it for rent? So if you're working from home, once again, look back at your last year's taxes. If you had a decent tax professional, they should have done a Form 8829 for you. That's business use of home. You can use that form to kind of help you come up with what you consider utilities and what you consider rent. But once again, you know, if you don't want to get into that, you just want to use the money that you're missing out of because you're having to stay in place, just use that figure. They're going to ask you for the average amount. That's what you make each month. Just put that in that first box. They're going to tell you to multiply that by 2 by 5, 2 times 5, I mean 2.5, and then that's going to be your loan amount. So just apply. You know, the worst thing they could say is, no, you don't apply. You don't, you know, qualify. Also, as an independent contractor, you can apply for unemployment benefits. This is the first time that I'm aware that they've ever done this, because as a self-employed person, you don't pay into the unemployment system, but they are allowing independent contractors to apply for unemployment. Now, that's a whole totally separate program. You have to go to the Georgia Department of Labor, but if you consult their website, they can give you information on how to apply for unemployment if you need it. So, once again, this PPP loan, no, don't be afraid to apply for it. If you are self-employed, if you file a Schedule C on your taxes, you are considered self-employed, and you qualify to apply for this loan. Again, if you don't get it, you can, and if you still need assistance, you can go back and apply for the EIDL loan. The regular SBA Economic Disaster Loan is out there. It's always been out there. You can try to apply for that one, but I would steer clear of that one if you're able to get in on this PPP loan. I'm sorry, Frank. I may have lost you. I can't hear you.
I said I think that you may have covered what I was going to ask you. Is it, and if I have a little, you know, lawn service on the side other than my 9-to-5 job, can I apply or should I apply for the PPP loan? I mean, I've been keeping my stuff, you know, right. I have an account too for my little lawn service. Hello?
Yes, okay, I'm sorry. Was there a question?
Yeah. What happened? You couldn't hear me? Can you hear me now though?
I can hear you now, yes. I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. I said if I have a little lawn care service on the side other than my, you know, everyday 9-to-5 job, can I apply or should I apply for, you know, the PPP loan?
Yes, most definitely. And like I said, especially if you have been already filing on your taxes, and even if you have not been filing on your taxes, if it's a new business, you can still apply. Once again, you're just going to have support for your business. And, you know, it might be a little bit more difficult to provide the support, but hopefully you have a separate checking account that you run your income through. So, you know, that can serve as support. And like I said, you really should get someone to help you create a profit and loss statement. And once again, that Schedule C on your Form 1040 could serve that purpose as a profit and loss, just to show that you do have income coming in from another business and you're missing that income with these stay-in-place orders.
And you can help me with that profit and loss statement?
I can help with the profit and loss. I cannot help people apply for the loan. A lot of people have been calling asking me if I can apply for them, and that's a specific question on the app because, really, you know, you're dealing with the Small Business Association. So they deal directly with the business owner. So it's against my ethics to apply for the loan for you, but I can assist in helping you get your documentation together, for example, the profit and loss. I can assist in that manner. But I just don't want people to be weary about applying, and I don't want people to sell themselves short, think I have, you know, just this, just that. If you are trying to make money, then you are a business owner, and you are definitely impacted by what's going on. So, you know, don't be concerned about the size of your business. Just the fact that you have a business and you're trying to make money, then you qualify to apply for this loan. And worst case scenario, once you get it, if your documentation isn't in place, you're going to have to pay some of the money back. But it's a 1% loan. They're letting you pay it back over 2 years. So, you know, we could cross that bridge when we get to it. But the important thing is, as an independent contractor, they're opening up the loan process on April the 10th. That's tomorrow. So, once again, a lot of people ran out there and applied already. They're not going to consider your application because you were not applying during the proper period. Independent contractors, your application period starts April 10th through the 20th. So if you applied already, I just say, you know, check with your lender to see if they're going to, you know, keep your application in the queue.
So if I, not meaning to cut you off, but, you know, trying to think like maybe a listener out there. So if I've already applied and I'm an independent contractor, I didn't know that we were supposed to apply starting tomorrow. Then, you know, should I apply again tomorrow or should I just wait? I don't want my application to be sitting in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You should definitely check with your lending institution to see, because I've been told that some lending institutions are just pushing those out and ignoring those. But the quandary comes in when you try to apply again, because that's one of the questions they ask you. Have you applied for a PPP loan already? And if you say yes, then, you know, that might be another red flag. So hopefully, you know, too many people hadn't jumped the gun. This program started April 3rd. The government put it out there on April 3rd. They've been making changes all the way up until yesterday to what the calculations should include. So anybody that has applied, you know, prior to yesterday, once again, you may want to check with your lending institution because you may not have used the right formula to apply. But at the end of the day, one other thing that's crucial. Once you apply for this money, they keep talking about the $10,000 is forgiven. You're going to have to apply for the forgiveness. So they're not going to automatically say, hey, I gave you this money and you don't have to pay it back. It's an application process, you know, that's going to come into play where you're going to have to apply for the forgiveness of this loan. And when you apply for the forgiveness, that's when you're really going to have your paperwork on point to show that you did use it to pay yourself or to pay employees so that you'll be able to, you know, so you won't have to pay the money back. But you do have to apply for it. It's not going to be automatic that you don't pay the money back.
Yeah, so if you don't apply for it, I'm sure it'll be sitting out there on your thing come next year when you do your taxes. And
it'll turn into a regular loan. You just have to start paying it back at the 1% over the 2 year period. It'll just turn into a regular loan if you don't know to apply for the forgiveness feature.
And believe me, guys, 1% on any loan, you know, in the market that we've been in for the past few years, I mean, is above excellent, you know. And again, I don't have any more questions, Laura, but maybe someone out there in the audience may have a question. If you do, guys, just press your number one on your keypad, and I'll go ahead and get you in, and we can ask a question. Hey, Laura, I appreciate you continuing to support the show, and I thank your office for continuing to be a sponsor of the show. And I thank you for your professionalism and, you know, just picking your brain when I can or when we can. That's not something that I can get on a regular basis, but we really do appreciate it, and we appreciate your help.
Okay, well, thanks, Frank. Thanks so much for having me, and I just want to close by saying please work with your existing bank. Please work with your existing payroll provider. They are major players in making sure that this program is successful. It has had a lot of bumps, but it's there. It's available. And for independent contractors, you guys, you are your own employee, and you can start applying for this loan on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And when you, you know, I know your office isn't open right now, but when you do reopen your office and get back to seeing clients, you know, face to face, I know you told me that. I want to come in and sit down with you face to face because, you know, you sound so good over the phone that I just got to see what you look like face to face.
Wow. Okay. My office is open. We are preparing returns remotely and we are working with clients. But, of course, I would love a face to face sit down in the near future.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of that. I'll be in touch. So thanks
all right,
again
thanks.
For
bye,
your.
Friend.
All right, thanks again. Again, guys. Hey, how can you get that kind of help, answers anywhere else? Where can you get it? And we're grabbing it for free right here on the show. And if you guys know, you know, who Lori is or whatever, you can get in touch with her and ask her any questions that you'd like as well. You can get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with her and you guys can go from there. All right. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And hey guys, again, take care of yourselves, man. Take care of your families, men and women. And continue to hang on. You know, I had one of my good friends that was diagnosed over a week ago with the virus. And I'll take you through the scenario real quick. He got tested on a Tuesday. That was 2 weeks ago. He got tested on a Tuesday. Didn't get his results back until late Thursday. When he hadn't got his results back on Thursday, by Thursday, he was having trouble breathing. He was coughing like crazy, and his wife took him to the emergency room. They admitted him, you know, right then. But at the hospital, you're able to get a test result in less than 2 hours. Okay. If you're at the hospital and they test you for the virus, you'll have the answer in less than 2 hours. And he had the virus. Okay. They said he had the virus. So they put him in ICU and he went through ICU. I think he was in ICU for maybe 2 days. And then, you know, and I believe that ICU is not only a intensive care unit where you stay, you know, isolated from everyone else, but it's also, you know, a quarantine type unit where you stay isolated from everyone else. So he was able to be in there for 2 days, I think. Then he came out of ICU. Then they kept him another 2 days for observation. And then he was able to come home on yesterday. So, man, people are coming out of it. Okay. People are coming out of it. But there are still people who are just now going into it. Okay. Who are just now going into it. And, you know, I just got word that we're going to be off. I'm going to be off from my job for another 2 weeks. So I don't get to go back to work till the end of the month. And so, you know, I don't know if that's going to be it. You know, we hope that's going to be it, but I don't know if that's going to be it. You know, I know a lot of you people work for the different government organizations and stuff, and y'all can't go back to work for a while. You know, even at the end of the month, when we think we're going to go back to work, we don't know. That's all it is. is that we don't know and we can't predict. And I mean, we can, you know, we could throw numbers out there all we want as far as when we think it's going to be. That's all they're doing. Well, I think we'll be back to work in, you know, by May. May 2nd, May 3rd, May 10th, whatever it should be. We should be coming back to work. Well, dude, you don't know. You know. But we got to deal with it. Hopefully, you know, we just putting our hand, our lives in the hands of these so-called experts, and hopefully they're right. Okay? Hopefully they're right. But you're still going to have people who are not opening back up, businesses that are not going to come back. You know, it's like it's just like a big hurricane or something comes in and just tear the place apart. And you had a business down there where the hurricane came in and it landed and just smashed your business to pieces. You didn't have, you know, adequate insurance. Start all the way back over. Come on, man. That's, you know, that's what it is. Someone asked me the other day, hey, Frank, you know, this, we don't know where this going to be, but what if, you know, it comes down to the point where you only have 50% of your pay coming in? Well, you know, hey, I have to deal with that, right? 50% of your pay coming in. I remember a while back in 2007 when everything did the downturn and, you know, the housing market fell apart and big recession or whatever hit. Man, you know, I got laid off. A lot of people got laid off. It wasn't just me. A lot of people got laid off. I had to get another job. I had to get a job. But at the same time, I had lost, you know, my next job paid me 41% less money. So I had, you know, I took a job with a 41% pay cut. That's close as I want to be to 50, right? And so, but I survived, okay? Or we survived, figured it out and survived. That's what we do. That's what we're going to do here. So, guys, continue to keep your head up. Continue to keep doing things around the house. Beautify your house, man. You can run down the road to one of these mom-and-pop nurseries and grab you a few flowers and come back home and plant you a few flowers, man. We're going to have about the next 5 or 6 days of just sunshine, you know, close to 80 degrees. So, you know, get out there and do some stuff. Hang out. You know, you keep your distance, but hang out. You know, get out in the yard. Do some things. Throw the baseball. If you have a kid, throw your baseball back and forth, you know, or something. I think I'm going to get outside and go in my backyard. I'm going to build me a small fire in my backyard and in a can and, you know, just burn up some old stuff that I've been wanting to burn up, you know. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm trying to get done. That's occupying my time. Being in the house is just, wow. You know, all you do is sit around and watch TV and eat. So, you know, we've been wanting to lose weight for years. Now we got to stay inside. We're going to be gaining weight. So get out there and burn some of it. Walk, cut grass, you know, blow some leaves or whatever you have. You know, do something. Do something. Do something. You know, I just moved into my place, so I still have a lot of stuff that I have to, you know, arrange. I'm still arranging stuff. So this is kind of a great time for me to be able to arrange that. So find out you know, figure out something that's making this time off worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because now you can do some things that that you can't do while you're working. And guys, you know, remember, man, keep your head up, keep walking tall. Would you know, this isn't the end of the world. This is the start, the new for you. I told somebody the other day, this is something that make you start to realize, man, I need to be doing something else with my time, with my money. I mean, everyone's 401k is going to the dumps. Everyone's getting ready to, you know, you start to looking at your 401k because that may be the only thing that you can grab some money from and he'll hold you over until you get back to work. That may be the only thing that you can grab from to, you know, to help someone that you know in need. You know, your mom might be in your need. Your dad might be in your need. Your sister, your brother might be in your need. Your best friend may be in need. Of course, you may be in need. So these 401ks are going to start to get hit here over the next few weeks, I believe. But, I mean, you do what you have to do to survive. Okay? We in survival mode. And we as a people, we gonna make it. We gonna survive. I am, you are, we are together. We gonna survive. And you guys continue to hang on. Again, continue to do the things that you need to do to stay safe. Because I don't want none of this stuff to come on to you guys. I don't wish this virus on anybody, okay? So take care of yourselves, man. Take care of your families. And, you know, do the thing right, all right? Now see you guys hopefully, in about 23 and a half hours. I may do the show earlier than I did today.
All right.
So look out for
that. I get the storybook.
You'll be getting a show notes from me.
Once upon a time, not long ago,
before the show.
Just
jump on and listen for a little while. Have a good time.
And people were behind me, they ought to good to live the little boy who was.
We're gonna get through it, guys. Don't even worry about it. We're gonna get through it. Hey, this Frank. I'm
they
over.
The job. Money came
and I'm
with
out.
Ease, but one couldn't stop. It's like he had a disease. He robbed another
Take
and another
Take
and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm. He started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy. No need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun. He said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared. The kid, he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree.
I don't know.
I shot for the
I
head.
Had
he shot
back
when he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations.
Look.
He decided he'd hit for the
this
subway
song.
Station.
Back
but
in the day, you know.
He was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed
on,
till he
y'all.
Was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there. Guess who we saw?
Who?
Dave the
dope fiend, you and dope who don't know the meaning of water or soap.
I need bullets. Hurry up, run. The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of...
Back off, oh, honey, here
is deep in his heart. He knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded and... before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers' cap. Good night.
Good night.